Well, this message this morning is about Christ Jesus, believing in Him, hearing the Word of God, and obeying it. Our text this morning is from Luke chapter 11, verses 24 to 28. And the title is Christ the Lord Jesus Gives Us Victory. When an unclean spirit goes out of a man, he goes through dry places, seeking rest and finding none. He says, I will return to my house from which I came. And when he comes, he finds it swept and put in order. Then he goes and takes with him seven other spirits, more wicked than himself. And they enter and dwell there, and the last state of that man is worse than the first. And it happened as he spoke these things that a certain woman from the crowd raised her voice and said to him, Blessed is the womb that bore you, and the breast which nursed you. But he said, More than that, blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen. This here is a message today about how someone can be in a church and not yet really have faith. Only faith in Christ Jesus gives us victory over sin and death. The setting here is Jesus has just healed a demon-possessed person. And the Pharisees thought it was the work of the devil. John the Baptist and Jesus have been preaching to the nation of Israel. They knew of his work, but didn't believe in him as a son of God. They had a head knowledge, but did not have faith. Now, this parable is about a man with an unclean spirit. The unclean spirit leaves the man, but returns. In other words, the person has sin in his life. He quits sinning, but his life is empty. He has no meaning, so he goes back to sinning. Why? Because he did not have faith in Christ. Casting out evil spirits is of no value unless the Holy Spirit comes in and Christ Jesus becomes the foundation. If everyone in the world quit sinning, there would not be any more Christians. To stop sinning does not make a person a Christian. It's the same as that famous quote of Billy Sunday, who said, just because you go into a garage does not make you a car or an automobile. Just because you go into a church does not make you a Christian. To stop sinning does not make a person a Christian. A Christian is a follower of Jesus Christ. To be a Christian, one needs to be born again by believing in the Lord Jesus. By believing Him as your Savior, as your Lord, and as the Son of God. It's like it says in 1 John chapter 5, verse 5, Who is one that overcomes the world? But he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. Or Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Without faith in Christ, there is no victory. In our text, there is no foundation in Christ. Evil comes back to that person. In fact, that person is more evil than before. The man is worse off than before. The scripture that explains this verse, or this text, is 2 Peter chapter 2. Verses 20 to 22. Here's what it says. For if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled in them and are overcome, the latter end is worse for them than the beginning. For it would have been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than having known it to turn from the holy commandment delivered to them. But it has happened to them, according to the true proverb, a dog returns to its own vomit, and a sow having been washed to her wallowing in the mire.
The Word of God is so true. If there's someone that does not believe, and even no matter how many times they come into a church, they'll go back to the way of their life was before. This is an example of knowing who Christ is, but not believing in loving Him. That's why in the beginning I said, do you love Him? Is He precious to you? Because if God the Father and God the Son and God the Holy Spirit are precious to you, you are precious to them. For example, if someone changes their habits by going to church, but doesn't have a foundation in Christ, in believing in the gospel. They didn't believe that Jesus died for their sins, was buried and raised from the dead, and ascended to heaven for their justification. They didn't know that. They didn't believe in their heart and soul in Christ Jesus, their Savior and Lord. The other day I was visiting with a person who'd been to a church for 40 years. And so I said, is Christ your Savior? And he didn't answer me. Either he didn't answer because he didn't know how, or Christ wasn't his Savior. The man was 82 years old. And the situation wasn't such where I could say more at that time. But I thought, here's a man who's gone to church for 40 years. And I says, is Christ your Savior? And he couldn't say yes. He couldn't say he loved him. He couldn't say that he knew him. My heart went out to him. Here in this text, they didn't believe that Jesus died for their sins. They didn't believe in their heart and soul in Christ as their Savior and Lord. As it says in Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10, that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart man believes, resulting in righteousness, and with the mouth he confesses, resulting in salvation. It is important to tell someone, yes, I believe in Christ. That's the confession with our mouth. Here they had escaped sin through the knowledge of Jesus. But because they didn't have a relationship with Him, they went back to sinning. It was worse for them than before. How is it worse than before? It is dangerous to know how to be saved and deliberately turn the Holy Spirit in Christ down. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 21 says, for it would be better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than having known it to turn from the holy commandment delivered to them. Why? Because they cannot go into God's presence and tell them they never heard the gospel. They have no excuse for not believing in Jesus Christ as their Lord and in the God the Father with all of their heart, with all of their soul, and with all of their mind. They have no excuse. And that's why I felt so bad for this person. 40 years in the church. Maybe he's saved and just didn't know how to answer me. I don't know. Only Christ knows. And Christ is the judge and not me. If you are here today and have not received Christ and do not love your Savior and Lord, talk to me or talk to someone else. We are to love Him with all of our heart, with all of our soul, and with all of our mind. In fact, it says in Scripture we're to love Him more than our spouses, more than our children. He is to be first in our heart. Satan today is looking for someone to devour. In 1 Peter 5:8 it says, be of sober spirit. Be on alert. Your adversary, the devil, prowls about like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. In fact, Jesus said to Simon Peter, one of his disciples, in Luke chapter 22, verses 31 and 32, Jesus said, "Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has demanded permission to sift you like wheat. But I have prayed for you, that your faith may not fail. And you, when once you have turned again, strengthen your brothers." We must remember that we have the Holy Spirit praying for us. And we have Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, interceding for us before God the Father, day and night. Christ, our Lord Jesus, knew that Simon, who would later be called Peter, would deny him. But Christ Jesus also knew that Peter would repent of that and turn back to him and strengthen his brothers and sisters in Christ. Repentance is turning to God. When we sin or have something that comes between us and God, we're not to hold it in and think, "Oh, I don't, this is just me." Rather, we're to ask God to forgive us so we do not break our fellowship with God. Satan is looking for someone to attack, those who believe and those who do not believe in Jesus. It is important whom we associate with. People who sin can affect our relationship with God. King Solomon, the wisest man ever to live, had his heart turned so it was not completely devoted to God. It says in 1 Kings chapter 11, verse 4, "For it was so, when Solomon was old, that his wives turned his heart away after other gods. And his heart was not completely loyal to the Lord, as to the Lord his God, as was the heart of his father David." It is important who we associate with, because it can affect your relationship with God. Here's Solomon, the wisest man ever to live. He was brought up like no one else could probably have ever been brought up. King David was his father. And yet he turned away from, he did not love God completely as he did before. He was turned away by all the wives that he had. Looked after other gods. Not completely. It got to the point where he was not completely loyal to God like his father David was. If that can happen to David, it can happen to anybody. Or it can happen to Solomon, it can happen to anybody. So we must always be prepared to ask God to forgive us, so we restore that relationship with God, just as Jesus knew that Peter would when he denied him three times. Now Christ, the Lord Jesus, finishes this parable by letting us know that he brings us victory and blessing. In Luke chapter 11, verse 28, again it says, "But he said, on the contrary, blessed are those who hear the word of God and observe it." Hearing and obeying the word of God is so important. We hear the word of God when we're here, but we need to hear the word of God when we're home and reading it. Because that's when God speaks to us also. When we get down, open up our Bible and begin to read. And we can see how God speaks to us. Oh, the word of God can say so many things. One of the things is for us to remember and really know is that when Jesus gave us his first and great commandment, in Matthew 22:37, Jesus gave the first commandment, and it says, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind." And in Mark, it adds, "with all your strength." That is what each and every one of us are to do. He is to be first in our lives. As believers, we are to realize and know that we are blessed. We are engaged to Christ. Every believer today is engaged to Christ because we're going to be married to Him. We are His bride. And we are to walk and behave as the future bride of Christ. Isn't that precious? You know, sometimes if you realize before when you were married, before that time came about, how precious that was. But we are engaged to our Lord and Savior. So we're to walk, always remembering that we are engaged to Christ and live our lives that way. When Christ died for us, He died for our sins to cleanse us. He has given us His Word so that we can grow in the grace of God. We all have two natures, a sin nature and a new nature of Christ. The one that shows is the one that we feed. And we need to feed ourselves with the Word of God. Which nature do you feed the most? In Psalm 119, verse 11, it says, "Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee." Because of what Christ has done, we are presented to Him without spot, blemish, wrinkle, or any such thing. Because of Christ dying on the cross for us, He died for all of our sins. When we have faith in Christ, all of our sins have been washed clean by His blood. That's why we have no spot, blemish, wrinkle, or any such thing before the Father. We have been cleansed. We need to believe in Jesus as our Savior and Lord, and as the Son of God. We need to hear the Word of God and keep it, and we will be blessed. Every believer is given the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. As it says in 1 Corinthians 3:16, "Do you not know that you are a temple of God and that the Holy Spirit dwells within you?" We should not have anything to fear. This is so very important. We don't need to fear anything. Even when all things around us may seem to be crumbling, we don't need to fear. It says 1 John, and in 1 John chapter 4, verse 4, it says, "You are from God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is He who is in you than he was in the world." Christ, who is in us, is greater than anything that's in the world, including Satan. And that's why it says we do not have anything to fear. We need to hold on to that promise of God. When we believe in Christ Jesus, we have received grace upon grace. It's what it says in John chapter 1, verse 16. We cannot exhaust the riches of the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. We receive grace upon grace. We need to be in the Word of God so we can continually grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We need to be in His Word so we can grow. When we hear the Word of God and we keep it, we are blessed. Let's pray. Father in heaven, Almighty God, we just praise You and thank You. We praise and thank You, Father, for sending Your Son, Jesus Christ, to us. We praise and thank You, Father, for the Holy Spirit that works in us, convicts us of sin, and helps us in understanding the Word of God. We thank You for the Holy Spirit in revealing the Word to us, so we can grow closer to our Almighty God the Father and our Savior, Jesus Christ, the Son of God and the Holy Spirit. We thank You, Heavenly Father, for the grace that You've given to us. We just ask, Lord Jesus, that You be with each one here today. Bless them and watch over them. And allow the light of Jesus to shine from each and every one. In Your precious and holy name, Jesus, we pray. Amen.